Guelph, when you walk through the doors of an unassuming building on Yarmouth Street, you're transported back to 1976 when Ronald Phillips first started running an optometrist practice. The yellow, orange, and brown textured curtains cover the windows of a bustling optometrist office filled with smiling faces of employees donning stylish eyeglasses. Thank you cards hang like a celebratory banner from the ceiling. The cards are also goodbye notes from longtime patients who are sad to see it go. Phillips and his wife Carol Dalziel are retiring on Friday from their optometrist practice of nearly 50 years. To the right of the cards, Dalziel pops out from what looks like a closet door into her husband's office. "Our office is quite a unique space," she said. The door is an easy way for her to get from her office to ask Phillips questions. She joined the practice with Phillips in 1987 when she worked part-time to take care of their son Jordan. Previously, she worked at the practice until 1982 when their son was born. In 1976, Phillips took over the optometry practice at 36 Cork Street from Harry Holden. It moved locations in 1984 to 59 Yarmouth Street, where it's been ever since. Dalziel and Phillips have been married for nearly 50 years. They met at the University of Waterloo, where they studied optometry. At the time, it was the only English-speaking school for optometry in Canada. Phillips left North York and Dalziel left North Bay to go to Waterloo. She was hired as a professor at the university the day she graduated in 1975. The couple made their way to Guelph because at the time there were few openings for new graduates at optometrist offices. Holden was getting ready to retire, so it was a good opportunity for the couple to get their start in the field. Now they're retiring and optometrists won't be taking over the practice. Patients will be transferred to an optometrist in the south end of Guelph. "I think it's the idea that we want to improve people's lives," said Phillips. "You really help when you improve their vision," said Dalziel. "It's more than giving people the gift of sight." Phillips caught brain tumors in 5 of his patients who were referred to the appropriate doctors to treat the health matter. "The eye is a window into the function of the whole body, and there are real strong reasons why people need to have regular checkups just to guard against problems," he said. The career came with surprises, like Dalziel being an expert witness in legal proceedings. More recently, they treated an Olympian and in the past have treated an NHL goalie. You may think working with your spouse could create conflict, but for the optometrist couple it couldn't be easier. "We really enjoy it. Some people wouldn't like it. We really get on," said Dalziel. They separate their work life and their home life. Both optometrists have different strengths that complement each other. Phillips specializes in low vision and contact lenses, and Dalziel works with children's vision. "My youngest patient was 3 days old, and my oldest was 103. She said. Optometry continues to evolve, and the local optometrists are always looking to learn more. They continue to take courses, and 2 days before their retirement, they went to an optometrist conference. Although the practice is winding down, the couple has big plans for retirement. They want to explore more of the country by traveling to Newfoundland and Northern Canada. Then maybe spend some time on Canadian Rail and just read a book and watch the country go by," said Phillips. They have done a similar trip by trailer but couldn't be away from the practice for more than 2 weeks, so they're going to have the luxury of time in retirement. They're also looking forward to spending more time with their 4 grandchildren and continuing their work as pastors at the Guelph General Hospital. Dalziel and Phillips are going to miss their staff, patients, and local colleagues like ophthalmologists and eye specialists they've worked with over the last 5 decades. To have a proper send-off, there will be a retirement party open to patients, friends, and colleagues March 3 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.